The following broadcast is a production of the Ministries of Marcus A. Kyler. We pray this message is both inspirational and transformational. For more information about Marcus, please visit marcusakyler.com. For more information about the communications consulting services he can provide for your ministry or nonprofit organization, please visit yourdigitalpastor.co. Thank you for listening. And be blessed.
The YouVersion Bible verse of the day comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 29, from the Message Bible. Why would you ever complain, O Jacob, or whine, Israel, saying, God has lost track of me. He doesn't care what happens to me. Don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. He's creator of all you can see or imagine. He doesn't get tired out, doesn't pause to catch his breath, and he knows everything inside and out. He energizes those who get tired, gives fresh strength to dropouts. For even young people tire and drop out. Young folk in their prime stumble and fall, but those who wait upon God get fresh strength. They spread their wings and soar like eagles. They run and don't get tired. They walk and don't lag behind. My goodness. Eugene Peterson for the win, y'all. with this message paraphrasing. This is such a gift for the church, this version of the Bible. You know, of course, you can't study it. You can't study with it because it's a paraphrase, but it's such a great devotional gift. And you know, we thank God for those whom God has used, you know, over the years in order to bless the kingdom. And this is definitely a blessing. So much encouragement in this verse. And you know, the one thing I want to hone in on is the fact that God doesn't come and go. You know, don't you know anything? Haven't you been listening? God doesn't come and go. God lasts. One of the big things that I have trouble with in my life when it comes to relationships of any kind is the fear that someday, for whatever reason, you know, people who used to be solid in my life, or people who at one point, you know, I felt like they loved me, or I loved them, you know, and this is any kind of relationship. Like, I just feeling like at some point in time, they flipped it on the brother. You know what I'm saying? And I always get scared that that's going to happen again. But I don't ever want to transfer that to God, you know, because, you know, God lasts. God doesn't come and go. God is consistent. And that's a consistency we've always been able to lean on. And I'm thankful for that.